Hello.
Hello, my name is Bridget. Can I have your zip code, please?
48317.
48317?
Yes, that's where I live.
And your first and last name?
Jacqueline Newman.
Jacqueline Noonan.
N-O-O-N-A-N.
And your address, please.
45551 Hecker Drive, Utica, Michigan, 48317.
Okay, thank you for that information. So, as I'm looking through your account, I see that you called in on Friday.
I believe so.
And they extended your trial till March 15th.
Yes, I had to call my bank because I didn't know that a charge of $69.97 was being charged against me from the small print with whatever was delivered to my home. I live in Utica, Michigan, but I'm in southern Alabama caring for my sister who's deathly ill. I will be here for probably another month at least. Now, what the bank has done is decline all of the $69.97 charges. The person I spoke to on Friday finally recognized that the object was delivered. I couldn't even open it or know what it was, and I have no one nearby my home. My husband just died. My children live far away, and I there's no way I can respond or even know what was in the small print. So she changed the charge to $34.99. I called my bank back, and they will authorize a one-time charge from your company for $34.99 so I can get rid of this. And then I want my record taken off. I want no account, and I do not want to hear from your company again.
Okay, sorry to hear that. I see that you called in and agreed to be billed at the 50% discount.
That's the $34.99, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I'm not there, and I have no idea when I'm going to be back. And my regular mail is forwarded, but that wasn't. And I can't ask my 95-year-old neighbor to be checking my mail.
Okay, so what do you want it to do?
I want my name taken off. I will authorize, my bank will accept the $34.99 charge one time. And that could be today, would be fine. But then I do not want my name or my email address or my home address in your system anymore. I don't want anything from your company.
Yes, ma'am. So you'll have to wait until the 15th, call back on the 15th if you want that done so you can get it canceled.
Why do I have to wait?
Because that's the day they are going to charge you. They won't charge you until the 15th.
For the $34.99?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'll make a note of it to call back on the 15th. And yes. I certainly hope I'm not tied up in St. Thomas Hospital or something on that date. But I'll try very hard to remember it and to cancel, to allow that payment, and that I want my name taken out of your system.
Yes, ma'am.
The bank told me to call back today and explain that to whomever I spoke to, that they are set up. They have the Focus Max nature and this phone number tagged, and they will not accept another charge from you after the $34.99.
Okay. Well, you can just call back on the 15th. And you should be able to get everything canceled after they charge you the 34.
All right, then. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer service.